Well, we're going to turn now to another high-profile court case. The Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams has won his defamation case against the BBC. The jury found that Mr Adams had been defamed by the current affairs programme Spotlight. After 7 hours of deliberation, the jury awarded him €100,000 in damages. A short time ago, Mr Adams gave this reaction.
I'm very mindful of the Donaldson family in the course of this long trial, and indeed of the victims' families who have had to watch all of this. And I want to say that the Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, should meet the family of Dennis Donaldson as quickly as possible, and that there's an onus on both governments and everyone else, and I include myself in this, to try and deal with these legacy issues as best that we can. So I want to thank the court. Tommy, if we're awake and courage or in Brahev, August, Tommy Maradurt, Maradurt Paul, Tommy Hans Astalesh, and verdict. From my perspective, taking this case was about putting manners on the British Broadcasting Corporation. I know many, many journalists. I like to think that I get on well with the most of them. And I wish you well, and I would uphold your right to do your job. But the British Broadcasting Corporation upholds the ethos of the British state in Ireland. And in my view, it's out of sync in many, many fronts with the Good Friday Agreement. It hasn't caught on to where we are on this island as part of the process, the continuing process of building peace and justice and harmony and hopefully in the time ahead, unity. So I don't want to be leaving anyone out. Van Bommetje. And Dirt Paul, Gidebjog, we, you know, political interference. I'm very mindful that this case could have been settled. The licence payers are going to pay for this. You know, the BBC aren't using their own money. Spotlight aren't using their own money. It's the licence payers, and as Paul Tweed has said, this could have been sorted out a long time ago.
And that was Gerry Adams reacting to the jury's decision. Let's go to the four courts and our reporter, Diane Connor. Diane, can we go back to the issues at the heart of this case? Why did Gerry Adams decide to take a defamation case against the BBC?
Yes, well, Gerry Adams said the allegation made by a source named as Martin in the Spotlight programme was an attempted hatchet job and a grievous smear, he said. His lawyers described Gerry Adams as having a reputation as a peacemaker who was instrumental in the Good Friday Agreement, and the jury was shown a montage of TV news clips with Mr Adams interacting with world leaders throughout the peace process, and even former US Congressman Bruce Morrison, who gave evidence by video link during the trial, said Gerry Adams was regarded as a serious man on a serious mission for the peace process and the Good Friday Agreement. However, Independent Senator Michael McDougall told the jury that he had never met a politician or a member of the media who did not believe that Gerry Adams was a leading figure in the IRA and on its Army Council. And Senator McDougall also told the jury that the IRA had remained active after the Good Friday Agreement.
Tell us a little more then about the BBC's defence, because obviously, as we've been hearing, the jury has decided that Mr Adams was defamed by that Spotlight programme.
That's right. The BBC defended the programme, with Spotlight reporter Jennifer O'Leary saying the allegation made by a Republican source was corroborated by at least five other sources. She said she held more than 60 meetings over several months and took the utmost care in making the programme. And she said the BBC could not ignore the story, as the issue of the intelligence war and how the state and the IRA treated informants was of particular public importance and interest.
So what did the jury have to decide?
Well, the jury was told that it was not being asked to assess the truth or otherwise of the allegation made against Gerry Adams in the Spotlight programme. The judge would not allow the counsel, the barrister, to ask Mr Adams a direct question about his alleged involvement in the IRA, because the judge said that was not an issue in this case. Instead, they would have to assess what Mr Adams' reputation was in 2016 when the programme was broadcast and if his reputation had been damaged. He was asked if he knew anyone in the IRA, to which he replied that he would not speculate. Now, the questions the jury had to answer were, do the words in the programme and article mean that Gerry Adams sanctioned the murder of Dennis Donaldson? And the jury replied today saying yes. So next they had to answer if they thought the programme and article were in broadcast and published in good faith and fair and reasonable. They answered no to this. Then they moved on to damages and awarded Gerry Adams €100,000 in damages.
Diane, thank you. Diane Connor there, our reporter at the Four Courts. We heard a few moments ago from Gerry Adams. We're going to hear some more reaction now from outside the court, because after the verdict, Mr Adams' solicitor, Paul Tweed, also spoke.
Our client is very pleased with this resounding verdict and award of damages, which speaks for itself. The jury, 12 people from different walks of life, having listened to extensive evidence during the course of the past 4 weeks, has come to the unequivocal conclusion that the subject allegation was highly defamatory. It therefore follows that the BBC Spotlight team at the time should not have included it in their broadcast. Not only had the false allegation regarding our client been the focus of the Spotlight documentary, but it had been utilised to sensationalise and publicise their programme. Furthermore, the fact that the false allegation has been left online for almost 9 years has, in my opinion, done much to undermine the high standards of accuracy that is expected of the BBC.
Paul Tweed. A short time later, the director of BBC Northern Ireland, Adam Smith, gave his reaction.
We're disappointed by this verdict. We believe we supplied extensive evidence to the court of the careful editorial processes and journalistic diligence applied to this programme and to the accompanying online article. Moreover, it was accepted by the court and conceded by Gerry Adams' legal team that the Spotlight broadcast and publication were of the highest public interest. We didn't want to come to court, but it was important that we defend our journalism, and we stand by that decision. Our past is difficult terrain for any jury, and we thank them for their diligence and careful consideration of the issues in this case. The implications of their decision, though, are profound. As our legal team made clear, if the BBC's case cannot be won under existing Irish defamation law, it's hard to see how anyone's could. And they warned that today's decision would hinder freedom of expression. Of course, a case of this importance, duration, and complexity involves significant expense. In common with other media organisations, the BBC has insurance and makes financial provision for ongoing and anticipated legal claims. We would like to thank Jennifer O'Leary, Gwyneth Jones, and all those who gave evidence on behalf of the BBC, as well as our legal team, for their unwavering support. We will now take some time to consider the implications of this ruling. Thank you.
Well, we heard reference there to Jennifer O'Leary. She was the BBC journalist who made the Spotlight programme, and afterwards she paid tribute to her sources and to the witnesses who spoke in court.
I said in the witness box that I had nothing to hide, only sources to protect, and I want to thank them for trusting me. I'm a big believer in trying your best in life and going about your business with integrity, and I want to pay a particular tribute to our witnesses in court, Senator Michael McDougall, Trevor Ringland, and in particular Anne Travers, who spoke so courageously. And there are thousands of Anne Travers across this island and in Britain, victims and survivors of the Troubles and in the years of violence after the peace agreement. And those people carry the burden of their grief and trauma with incredible dignity and courage. And they are the people I am thinking of. I know my colleagues are also thinking of, and I'm thinking of all of them today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was BBC journalist Jennifer O'Leary speaking outside the court a short while ago.